Okay. We're on in the Teda R page Chaf Hey. So we're up to him. Okay, by the top of Chaf Hey. Start what?
I think it got 7 or 8.
No, I'm sorry. We finished about Chazer is going to be kosher.
Get off the paragraph.
No, we finished. Okay, we finished. Finish that maimer. Yeah. I mean, one continuation. Okay, Chaf Hey in Teda Art, middle of the page. The story up to now is, the way the Alter Rebbe explains it, Yaakov thought Esav is ready to be elevated. He found out that he's not. So therefore Yaakov said, okay, let me do it myself. So he said, he tried to get the others to help him. And also he wanted to bring Korbanis to bring down the level of Tehu. But he didn't bring kosher animals, he didn't even bring shechted animals, because in the world of Tehu, there is no such thing. All the details of Kabbonis and Torah Mitzvahs is only in the world of Tikkun. So Yaakov Avinu wanted through these Kabbonis to elevate the world to the level of Tehu, bring down Makifim of Tehu, but obviously it didn't work. Okay. Then it says, Yaakov Malailahu, Yaakov Avinu got up in the middle of the night. He took his two wives. He went across the bridge. He took them and he put them on over across the channel. Peter Shabek. What does it mean? Mava Yabek. Literally, Mava Yabek means the other side of the bridge. In fact, there's a sefer, famous sefer Mava Yabek. Literally, again, Mava Yabek is a bridge. Mava Yabek means the other side of the bridge. It's the whole book about the afterlife, what it's all about. But he said, Yabek stands for Yichud Bracha Kedusha, the unity of Bracha and Kedusha. On the other side of the Nahar, we say this in the Agoda, yeah? Yashua v'seichem me'elam. Peter Shanahar, what's the level of Nahar? Nahar, like we learned many times in Chassidus, is the level of Bina, of understanding. Why? Like it says, Nahar yeitzem me'eden, she'er sha'ava se'me'ever anor. What does it say? Where did Avram Avinu come from? That's what he's called, Ivri, Hebrew. Ivri, because he came from the other side of the river. Meaning, a level higher than Bina. River is Bina. Me'ever Anor, on the other side of the river, meaning higher than the level of Bina. Hainu b'chinas keser, shalamayla me'anor anal, which is a level of keser, which is higher than Bina. Rakshem isham nimshchu avos, that's where the avos came from. V'nish below lamata, but they fell down. That's the source of the avos, is from the level of Kesed, but they fell down Bava Sheni Shalnar into Zav Atzilus. So what did Yaakov Avinu wanted to do? Yaakov Avinu, Rotz Shiyam Shechleyam Makiv to Teu Anal. He wanted to bring down the level of Teu, like you said before, and he wanted to bring it down Lifnei Atzilus, higher than Atzilus. So therefore, what did he have to do? He had to go across the Nahar. Physically, went across the Nahar, yeah, to protect them. But it says, because he wanted to reach the level of Tehu, which is up higher than Nahar, so Yaakov Avinu went across the Nahar. Because, Bechinas Yichud Bracha Kedusha, the unity, he said, Yabek stands for Yichud Bracha Kedusha, the unity of Bracha and Kedusha. Hakol b'chinas nor anal is all the level of Bina. Shall yodinim shall kol ha'ashpos v'yichudayr esoyenim, that through that comes down all the revelations of above. That the river came out of Eden to water the garden. That means all the hashpa comes in the river that watered the garden, right? Now, nor is Bina, but when Yaakov Avinu went on the other side of the Nahar, and he came to a level higher than the level of Nahar, okay, Nahar is Atzilus. He went higher than Nahar. He went higher than Atzilus. So he's pretty close to the level of Tehu. Spiritually, he went into the level of Tehu. And everything Yaakov Avinu did in fixing and refining the things he got from Lavan's house, Ela Kol Sham, he elevated it all to the world of Tehu. Achu Batman Nisha Lamata Adayin, but Yaakov Avinu stayed on this side of the Nahar, like it's Vayivos the Yaakov Levadi. Yaakov remained alone. Kirat to Levadi to Seisov. He again. This is all what Yaakov's intention was, to refine Esav. Shuadayim b'shvir, which is still the level of Shvira. K'mei shiyadiyo ha-malachim, like the malachim told him. And that's the level of Yovi Kishimi. Meaning like this. Because Yaakov Avinu wanted to elevate Tehu, so he went into the other side of the Nahar, brought everything of his to the other side of the Nahar, which is Tehu, but he remained on this side of Tehu, of Nahar. Why? Because he wanted to elevate Esav. Esav is not refined yet, so Esav's sparks come down here. So he wanted to refine Esav. So what happened? The guy started fighting with him. That was the Aveda that Yaakov Avinu wanted. What?
But first Yaakov took all of the children.
On one side of the Nahar?
Yeah. Then he came
by himself.
Yeah. For something that delayed.
But he wanted to elevate Tehu by coming back.
It says one time that the Nahar is the Bina, and one time it says that it's Atzilus.
No, it's Bina of Atzilus.
Oh.
Lahav in Klolus in Kavanis Yaakov. And he said, to understand all this, what it means, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to bring down the Markov of Tehu into the world of Tikkun, to understand what this means, to understand how this is serving Hashem. What does it mean, these levels in Avedis Hashem? It's known that Yaakov is Midas Teferis. Yaakov is the level of Teferis. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Gvura, Yaakov is Teferis. What's the level of Teferis, like we learned before? Shemechaber Beis Hofchim. Teferis is the middle, right, left, center. The center connects the right and the left. That's Teferis. Shem Chesed, Gvura, Kaide, Iskalus, Beis Hofchim, Yachad. Because by combining two levels together, that's the primary level of Teferis. What does Teferis mean? Teferis, the word Teferis means beauty, right? How do you get beauty? Many colors together. One color, you don't have beauty. A mixture of colors, you have beauty. So what's the essential level of Teferis? Combining different colors, different opposites. Okmei keshema gavin, like in colors. Keshema kovin, beiz v'gimel gavin yachad. When you combine two or three colors together, that's the primary level of beauty. And what is Teferis? Teferis brings down Elukus in the middle line. I'll explain in a second. Therefore, he wanted to connect Makiv to Tehu im Arpnimia Tikkun, which are also two opposites, meaning like this. In the Kabbalistic pictures that we learned about before, is right, left, and center. Yeah? Right, left, and center represent Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. It also represents, in the Mishkan, when they had the boards, so they had the loops on top, the loops on bottom, and the pole went through the top, and the pole went through the bottom, to hold the kroshim. Then there was Briach HaTichin, Mavriach Min HaKotza LaKotza. What's the Briach HaTichin? It wasn't like hooks that the poles went through. It was the middle of the boards. And the miracle was, when the Briach HaTichin went through the walls, when it came to the end of the wall, it curved, went to the next wall, and again to the next wall. Mavriach Min HaKotza LaKotza. That level is the level of Yaakov Avinu. Briach HaTichin, the middle one. That's Tiferes, which is the middle one. What is the essence of Tiferes? And therefore like this. Emes, the definition of Emes is, it goes from all the way to the top, all the way through the middle, all the way to the bottom. Meaning it goes everywhere. Because that's what Emes is. Emes is not sometimes true, partially true, half true. Emes goes is true. So truth goes from the beginning through the middle all the way to the end. Yaakov Avinu is the level of Emes. Titin Emes li Yaakov. Tiferes. Now, in Kabbalah, it says that the middle Kav, which is Das Tiferes, Yisaid, Malchus, whatever. That is the level of, Dal Torah talks about this in Tanya, the highest level of Elokus, that goes from the highest all the way down to the lowest. What does Emes do, therefore? Emes connects higher and lower. Emes connects two opposites. High, low, opposite, Emes connects it. That's the Briach HaTichin, Mevriach Min HaKotza, El HaKotza. It went from the highest level to the lowest level. So then, because Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes, what did he want to do? He wanted to connect two opposites. What are the two opposites? The makif of Tehu, not Primi, the makif of Tehu, the encompassing level of Tehu, with the Or Primi of Tikkun. With the level of Tikkun. Now Tehu and Tikkun are two opposites. Makif and Primi has two opposites. Because Yaakov Avinu's Tiferes, which is the connecting of two opposites, so Yaakov Avinu wanted to connect, and that's why he wanted to elevate Esav. He wanted to bring down the Makifim of Tehu, like we're learning the last few pages. He wanted to bring down the Makifim of Tehu into the level of Yaakov, into Tikkun. So he thought he'd be able to do it directly with Esav. The pearl didn't work out that way because Esav wasn't ready. What?
Since Tohu has no feeling, can you say there's no such thing as Pinimiot of Tohu because there's no chaylet for it to be inside, and so too?
Tehu is primarily Makif because there was too much Or, and the Keli couldn't handle the Or, so it can't be Panemius. Panemius is when the Or comes in the Keli.
Right.
For instance, if somebody gives a very deep lecture over everybody's heads, which means basically a lot of Or, very little Keli. They're not able to understand it. The brains can't understand it. So the guy's teaching. He's teaching Makif, so there's no Primi. When he speaks a level that the brains can understand, that's Or Primi, that's Tikkun. Tikkun is Or and Keli.
Does that mean also Tikkun doesn't have a lot of Makif, it's Primi?
Primarily Primi, but it's Makif also.
Well, we learned before that there's no Seder in Tohu.
Because it's Makif, that's the definition of Makif. If you have Or and Keli, they're Seder. Chesed is Chesed, Gevurah is Gevurah, Teferet is Teferet, Netzach is Netzach. That's Seder.
So how did he reach?
Hu ha, right, to Makifim level, has no Seder to it.
Based on what Yaakov was, which is Teferet, which is very much Seder Shashlus, you know.
Yeah, but because he's Teferet goes from the highest to the lowest, that's Tehu and Tikkun. He wanted to connect the two together.
He does have Shaykh Sutta.
Yeah, because he goes especially from the highest to the lowest.
Especially if you consider that Avos are Kesser.
Because he goes from the highest to the lowest.
And also...
Yeah, coming down to Malchus.
This Yabuk, these three in Yonim,
Yichud, Bracha, Kedusha.
They're all Shaykh to Kesser?
Yeah. Yabuk is. Oh. So the word Shetev is Yabuk is Yichud, Bracha, Kedusha.
And this Kavah Mitzayi doesn't begin from Tiferes. It begins from
Kesser. It is Tiferes.
I understand. I mean,
but that's why the middle lines are connected.
I mean, I know. Its origin is higher than Seder.
Sure, sure.
So it's a Tiferes of Arapashut, which is...
Tiferes goes all the way up.
So
yeah.
It's Shaykh to...
Teo and higher than Teo. Okay, so he says now... Okay, now what it is in Avedis Hashem? Getting down to earth? Will be a dvarim to explain is neyesh beis bechinas b'avedus Hashem. In avedus Hashem, there's two levels. Al chav ava kriish beish tagberis made lotzis min aguf. There's one level of ava, like Nadav and Avihu had, right? They had such a tshuka to go out to Hashem. The neshamas wanted to leave the body. They didn't want to stay in the body. V'ol bechinas ava rabba shein kli alav machila esa. It's such a level of Ava, like not that that's the classic example, not of an Aviyu, right? At the time of the Mishkan's Kedusha coming down, they saw so much Kedusha that the Nefesh couldn't stay in the body anymore. They couldn't stay. Their heart can't handle it. Because the heart cannot handle its pilus or atzuma. That's why, God forbid, medically, a shock can cause a heart attack. The heart can't handle it. Therefore, it's not able to stay in the body. And it wants to go out of its shield, which is the body. The coarseness of the body. That's one level of Ava. One level of Ava is a person just wants to be with Hashem. He doesn't want to be here anymore. Is when it affected coming into the keli of the lev. And the primary level of that level of avo is amshochas halukus mamayla lamata. Not the person wanting to leave the body, but on the contrary, to bring down elukus into the person in the level they could handle. Not like leaving the body Mumata Lamaila in a way that we can't handle it, but on the contrary, to bring Alukuz down. And these two levels in Avedus Hashem is called Ratzav Hashem. The longing to leave, but the returning. Not of an Avil's Aveda, or the other three people that went into Pardis, not Rabbi Akiva, they had a longing and no return. Meaning, they wanted to be one with Hashem, the neshama just popped out of the body. They couldn't handle it. The second level is the realization that Hashem wants me to be in a body. So therefore, what do? I bring down Elokus in a level that my body can handle.
Can you say this is the difference between Kabbalah and Chassidus?
No.
No? Kabbalah wants to go out, Chassidus wants to bring it down
here? No. Vina, you know, the Rebbe brings down Kutz and Yonish and Teres of Chassidus. The Rebbe Rashab said, the Welt said, the world says, Chassidus explains Kabbalah. And I say Kabbalah explains Chassidus. Whatever that means. Vinei, B'chin is Elam HaTeo. And now, the level of Teo is the level of Ratzu. The whole Teo symbolizes the level of the Ratzu. L'chein is Talko Eris Min HaKelim. Because he said, what's Ratzu? The neshama wants to leave the body. The ord wants to leave the keli. That's what Teo is all about. The eidus broke. I mean, the kelim broke, and the eidus left. K'mei avera b'li pari min apsila. V'akelim, like this tremendous level of love that it wants to leave the wick and the kelim. But tikkun, that's the level of shuv, which is teiro mitzvahs. U'ba'al korach atochai, meaning What do we realize Hashem wants us to be alive in the body? Li is b'teich ha'guf. Laham shech erden sov b'kelem b'kelem shenim. Okay, now. There is a longing, but there is also the return. Tail represents the longing. Tikkun represents the erdus in kelem. And he said, like we mentioned before, v'zeh ha'yehefesh gamkin b'esin dalet shenichnusu l'pardes. Benazai hit to Tzumez. Benazai looked in this level of the Pardes and he died. Benzema hit his Vinivga. Benzema looked and he became a little wacky. And Acher became an Apikaitis. Rak Rabbi Akiva nichnes b'sholim v'yotze b'sholim. Only Rabbi Akiva nichnes b'sholim v'yotze b'sholim. And the Rebbe, which is, by the way, the version of Ein Yaakov. And the Gemara doesn't say Nichnas B'Sholom V'Yatzah B'Sholom. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva Yatzah B'Sholom. In Ein Yaakov, the version is Nichnas B'Sholom V'Yatzah B'Sholom. So the Rebbe, countless Sichas, asks, why does it have to say Nichnas B'Sholom? He says this one died, this one went crazy, this one became an Apikaitis. Yeah? So it should say Rabbi Kiva Yatzah B'Sholom. Why does it say Nichnas B'Sholom V'Yatzah B'Sholom? So the Rebbe explains, why did Rabbi Kiva come out b'shalom, because he went in with shalom. Meaning, when he went to look at that great level of Kedusha, he understood that Hashem wants us to be here, not out of here. Their thing was, get out of here. He saw such great level of Kedusha, they said, let's go.
He went in with the intention of
He went in with the right intention of Ratzu
v'Sheif. Of using it to for sure.
He says, "Ki ben azay ayu b'chinus rota v'aver abba naul kleis nefesh," and he didn't want to be so low in the level of shuv. Therefore, he also didn't want to get married, right? Because marriage is the level of tikkun. Ben azay said, "Vam efshel elam she iskay may day achedim." Ben azay said, "To procreate, other people could do. I need to learn Torah." Why? That's his name. Also, Azai is Az. That's not what Torah is really all about.
He had strong love. That's what Azai means?
Yeah. Azai means strong.
But why doesn't he quote Elishman Avir here?
I don't want to talk about that because... He says, that's not what Torah mitzvahs are all about. Hashem wants the world to be inhabited. Hashem wants the world to be inhabited. And he says, Lachen Rabbi Kiva, who came from Tikkun, Benazai came from Tehu. Rabbi Kiva came from Tikkun, therefore Nichnas B'Sholom V'Yotzeh B'Sholom. Meaning, he had the right proportion of longing and returning. Shayaman v'amatchalei the rotz and the shuv b'midom mezigin nechena was in the right proportion. Shalafi erech harotz keno yashuv achikach based and how much he longed, that's how much he understood. You need to return. They're different versions. There's a lot of different versions in Gemara.
Oh, just different versions. Okay.
What the Gemara actually said. V'zeo nichnas b'sholim. And therefore it says Rabbi Kiva nichnas b'sholim, which is kavam tzoy. The level of shalom, which is the middle one. Hamiyach and mechaber beis kavin yom in a smell, which is ratzav v'sheiv. Therefore, halos man shalei, he's longing to go out of the body. When you nichnas lepardes was b'mido meziga nechena b'chinas ratzav v'sheiv, and therefore nichnas b'sholim, which is man v'yatzav b'sholim, which is the level I'm shochas mad b'chinas shuv. Okay, so what's the Rebbe explaining? In Aveda, there's the longing to get out of the body, which is tehu. There's the remaining in the body, which is tikkun. Ben Azai was the level of tail, so he wanted to get out, and he left, and he died. Like Nadav and Aviyu. And Rabbi Akiva stayed because the rot and the shuv were the same level.
Why did this happen to Acher? What was his intention?
Also, but he became Rabbi Akiva instead.
Like he had, he wanted to go back to the Kodesh songs that he was listening to.
Whatever it was. But Ben Azay came from the source of Teo. So it's interesting. Ben Azay's source was higher than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the world of Tikkun, therefore he understood the Ratz of the Shev, longing and returning. Ben Azay only had the longing. Now there's only two, like you said. There's no one, two, three, the segel. It was only two. And that it says, Shem b'chin v'yachad sh'shnei machnis. L'kach lo yizchabit sarat v'shev. Therefore, by Ben Azay, because it's not the level of Sholem, which makes peace between Rotz and Shev, right? It was only Rotz. V'yitzizgabit sarat l'chein. Therefore, because Rabbi Akiva is the level of Tikkun, and he said, Teir mitzis is not Tehu. Teir mitzis is Tikkun. Ord and Keli. You have to do the mitzvah with the right Keli, the right Ord. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva is Makar Kol HaTeisha Baal Peh. Therefore, the Gemara says that after the 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva died, right, and he built it with the five Talmidim, so it says, Stam Mishter Rab Meir, Stam Sifraz Rabbi Yehuda, Stam this is Rab Meir, whatever it is, and it says, Kula Alibad Rabbi Kiva. All these students were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. That means the whole oral Torah is based on Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because that's the level of Tikkun. Torah is Tikkun. Ord and Keli. You have to have an Ord. The animal has to be shechted, kosher. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, that, well, Yaakov, you know, that was Teo is a betrayal. No shechita, doesn't matter. Visha, one second. Shateri, gamchim, chin, Tikkun. Because Torah is the level of Tikkun, v'yesh b'yis kalas b'yis hafchim, over out to the Shev. So Al-Treb is explaining, what's this level of Teo and Tikkun, is basically the level of Ratzo, the longing, the Teo is, and Shuv. And that's why we find Rabbi Kiva was Tikkun, Benazi was Tehu, and Torah is Tikkun, like it said, Mimine eish doslami. From his right hand, came a fiery law. Now, Yamin is chesed, water, and fire is gvura. But mimine eish dos lame, it was a combination of right and left together. Therefore, the gili of teira was ayidei Rabbi Kiva, shayi b'china zu. Rabbi Kiva had the level of tikkun, therefore teira is the level of tikkun, as according to Rabbi Kiva.
Was Benazai briefly son in law of
to Machlokes in the Gemara, two opinions. One opinion is he never got married, or one opinion he married Rabbi Kiva's daughter and divorced her.
And
right away.
Someone else married her?
I don't know.
And so Rabbi Shu was his son? Rabbi Shu ben Karcha was his son?
No, Rabbi Shu ben Karcha, some people say was Rabbi Kiva's son.
That's what I'm saying, was his son.
Not
Rabbi Kiva's son. Because Ben Karcha is a reference to Rabbi Kiva, no?
Yeah, but it's a machlei, because Taisa says it can't be.
Can't be?
Because they're not going to say derogatory name about Rabbi Kiva, call him Karcha.
For sure he had a son.
He had a son. The Shaila, was it Rabbi Shu ben Karcha or not? What were you saying?
So what was the deficient about Ben Zoma's service? Is he from Tohu? Is he?
Also to a certain extent from Teo, because that's why he... But it wasn't that he died, he went crazy, which is also the same type of a thing. Okay.